Development, sense gratification, or liberation from the material world, he is awarded these results. Purport. Devotional service is so potent that one who renders devotional service can receive whatever he likes as a benediction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned souls are very much attached to the material world, and thus, by performing religious rites, they want the material benefits known as dharma and artha. Text 61, written on the board. विरक्तश्चेन्द्रियरतौ भक्ति योगेन भूयसा तं निरन्तरभावेन भजेतत्था विमुक्तये विरक्तश्चेन्द्रियरतौ भक्ति योगेन भूयसा तं निरन्तरभावेन भजेतत्थात् विमुक्तये विरक्तश्चेन्द्रियरतौ भक्ति योगेन भूयसा तं निरन्तरभावेन भजेतत्था विमुक्तये. प्लीज रिपीट. And main translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Viraktaha. Completely renounced order of life. Indriya ratau. In the matter of sense gratification. Bhakti yogena. By the process of devotional service. Bhuyasa. With great seriousness. Tam. Unto him. The supreme. Nirantara. Constantly. 24 hours daily. Bhavena. In the most, in the topmost stage of ecstasy. Bhajeta. Must worship. Adha. Directly. Vimuktaye. For liberation. Translation. If one is very serious about liberation, he must stick to the process of transcendental loving service, engaging 24 hours a day in the highest stage of ecstasy, and he must certainly be aloof from all activities of sense gratification. If one is very serious about liberation, he must stick to the process of transcendental loving service, engaging 24 hours a day in the highest stage of ecstasy. And he must certainly be aloof from all activities of sense gratification. Purport. There are different stages of perfection according to different persons' objectives. Generally, people are karmis, for they engage in activities of sense gratification. Above the karmis are the jnanis, who are trying to become liberated from material entanglement. Yogis are still more advanced because they meditate on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And above all these are the devotees, who simply engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. They are situated seriously on the topmost platform of ecstasy. Here, Dhruva Maharaj is advised that if he has no desire for sense gratification, then he should directly engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the path of apavarga or liberation. Begins from the stage called moksha. In this verse, the word vimuktaye for liberation is especially mentioned. If one wants to be happy within this material world, he may aspire to go to the different material planetary systems where there is a higher standard of sense gratification, but real moksha or liberation is performed without any such desire. This is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by the term anyabhilashita sunyam, without desire for material sense gratification. For persons who are still inclined to enjoy material life in different stages or on different planets, the stage of liberation in Bhakti Yoga is not recommended. Only persons who are completely free from the contamination of sense gratification can execute bhakti yoga or the process of devotional service very purely. The activities on the path of upavarga up to the stage of dharma, artha and kama are meant for sense gratification. But when one comes to the stage of moksha, the impersonalist liberation, the practitioner wants to merge into the existence of the Supreme. But that is also sense gratification. When one goes above the stage of liberation, however, he at once becomes one of the associates of the Lord to render transcendental loving service. That is technically called vimukti. For this specific vimukti, liberation, Narad Muni recommends that one directly engage himself in devotional service. This is the most important section of Srimad Bhagavatam, where we are going to discuss about pure devotional service, which Narad Muni is instructing to Maharaj Dhruva. Or we would say, there are different grades of bhakti, like, you know, Arup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, then Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Sometimes it's called bhakti in the mode of passion, ignorance or goodness. So, what is that bhakti recommended here? Even Prabhupada, he is giving a very strong purport. He is saying that, you know, bhakti is not meant for those who are desirous to have sense gratification, means tribarga kama, dharma, artha, kama. Even the mokshakamis, if they want to perform bhakti, then they should be free from moksha kama, means desire to attain liberation. That means this is a exclusive bhakti, what Prabhupada is referring to. That is called actually Suddha Bhakti, but this Anya Vilasita Sunyam Jnana Karma Dhyana Vritam Anukulena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Ruttama. In this verse, this gives the description of Swarup Siddha Bhakti, which is called Suddha Bhakti. So, we will come there. Before coming to this discussion, we will just link up with the previous discussion, what we have been hearing, just to, you know, freshen up our memory. Dhruva Maharaj, he left his home and he on the way met Narad Muni. So Narad Muni, he started instructing Dhruva Maharaj how he can achieve his goal. First, Narad Muni, he instructed him to perform Ashtanga Yoga. Commentators are saying that Dhruva Maharaj, even though he was a small boy, still his determination was so strong that Narad Muni could feel, even though I am instructing him about the topmost process called Ashtanga Yoga, but still he can very easily attain the goal. So Narad Muni felt compassion to Dhruva Maharaj. So we are thinking, why should I recommend such a strong process, such a heavy process? Then Narad Muni, he initiated him with this Dvadasakshara mantra, 12 syllable mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And he gave him the instruction how he can first engage himself in the service of the deity form of the Lord, that's called Bahya Puja, then which will ultimately guide Dhruva Maharaj's mind towards Manasa Puja. In Manasa Puja, actually, there may or may not be the deity of the Lord, but he is this practitioner or the sadhaka, the devotee. He is serving devotional service to the Lord in his mind, Manasa Puja. So he instructed him that, then he gave and the continual process. Now he is coming to a point where he is discussing about what is the importance of being engaged in the direct devotional service of the Lord. That is what I want you to do. Not that this Ashtanga Yuga process or whatever this karma or jnana, practice of karma and jnana explained in different Vedic literatures is going to help you. Just Rupa Maharaj, just listen to me, you just concentrate on what I am telling now. Especially from 59 to 61, this gives the definition of Suddha Bhakti, Anya Vilasita Sunyam, Jnana Karma Jnana Britam, Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Uttama. This is what being explained by Naradmuni. So as a devotee in Krishna consciousness movement, if we want to become a faithful follower of Prabhupada, we should understand what Prabhupada is teaching us. In 59 to 60 it says, evam kayena manasa vachasa cha manogatam. Kayena manasa vachasa. With body, mind and word. So in definition of this pure devotional service, Rupa Goswami, he also says, actually he has given the definition, but while commenting on this verse, Srila Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they also nurse the same. This anusilanam, anya vilasita sunyam jnana karma dyanabritam anukullena krishnanusilanam. This anusilanam, this anusilan words refers to execution of bhakti through body, mind and words. So now you can relate. Here the same thing Narad Muni is instructing, that evam kayena manasa vachasa. So Prabhupada, he is translating in the next verse in 61, viraktaschandriyaratau bhakti yogena bhuyasa tam nirantara bhavena bhaje taddha vimuktaye. Virakta san tam bhagavantam bhajeta. He is saying, just lead a renounced order of life and simply be engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. Why? Vimuktaye. Bhajataddha, he is recommending this bhajan process or sadhan process. Why? Vimuktaye. Now, we should understand this particular word used in this verse. What is the meaning of vimukti? According to philosophical understanding, different philosophers, they refer to this vimukti as moksha. Moksha means impersonal liberation. These impersonalists who wants to merge into the Supreme. They want to merge into the Brahman. So this vimukti is referred to that meaning according to Darshan Shastra. But Bhakti Shastra has got a different meaning. Somebody may argue, who is following this Darshan Shastra? No, vimukti means ultimately being, merged with the Supreme. So this is called vimukti. Then how to defeat them? Actually, in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, here Kapildev, he is explaining this section to his mother. He quotes this verse that सालुक्यो षष्ठी सामिप्यो सारुप्यो कत्वमप्युत दियमानम न गृह्णन्ति विनामत सेवनम जना. प्रैक्टिशनर्स ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस, इन अदर वर्ड्स विमुक्ति कामीज, दे आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन दीज फाइव काइंड्स ऑफ लिबरेशन. सो दैट मीन्स देर इज समथिंग बियॉन्ड दीज फाइव काइंड ऑफ लिबरेशन. वट इज दैट? दैट इज विमुक्ति. इट इज वर्ड प्रोपाइजिंग अपवर्ग और लिबरेशन बिगिन्स फ्रॉम द स्टेज कॉल्ड मोक्ष. सो देन here we should understand the nature of pure devotional service. In order to understand the nature of pure devotional service, we need to understand what are the different types of bhakti one may perform. We are also performing devotional service, and also we should know what kind of devotional service am I performing. So here, to start with, there are karmis who want some material benefits. They want to just enjoy their senses either in this world, or they want to go to Swarga Loka to have higher state of sense enjoyment. What do? They also perform some bhakti, right? Yes, they also perform some bhakti, because bhakti vina kono sadhan dite nare phal. Means, without bhakti, no practice of karma can render its result. So, there is also bhakti in it. These karmis, they will understand. Even the smarta, we have seen, smarta brahmanas, when they go to their judgment's house, they will bring salagram along with them. And what they will do? They will offer everything to Salagram, means the worship. Everything they will offer to Salagram, because they know without offering the result to Salagram for his pleasure, we are not going to get any result out of our performance. So there is a bhakti part involved in also. So here the point is, the thing we need to understand is that here the devotees in Krishna consciousness, they are also offering the results to Krishna for his satisfaction. And here is a karmi, he is also offering a result to Krishna for Krishna's satisfaction. But the difference is, even though he is offering his result to Krishna for his satisfaction, still there is another cavity in his mind thinking, oh, if I offer this to Krishna, then only I will get my result. Then only I will get my bhog, bhukti, bhukti kamis. They are simply interested in their enjoyment. That's why he knows, without submitting the result, without making an offering to Krishna, I will not be able to achieve my goal. That's why I am offering him for his pleasure. So even though this is bhakti, but this is called arop siddha bhakti. Arop siddha bhakti. Arop siddha means this bhakti is imposed there, on that person. Bhakti is imposed. That is called arop siddha bhakti. Then there are people who follow strictly the principles which are given in Bhagavatam, even in Bhagavad Gita also. What are the different qualities they need to have to perform devotional service? Then they follow those processes. That is called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. But this is not clear also. Now, to make it more clear, we will give you a reference from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where this Prabuddha Muni is giving instruction to Nimi Maharaj. In that section of Srimad Bhagavatam, this description of Sangha Siddha Bhakti is given. This has been quoted by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in his scripture called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. there it says, sarvataha manasaha asangam. Means, asangam means disassociation. Manasa means of mind. Disassociation of the mind from everything material. And positive association of spiritual master and saint devotees. That is manasa asangam. Then he said, one should be merciful to the inferiors and develop friendship with equals and meekly serves those who are in the highest spiritual platform. Then he quotes a verse, saucham tapo titiksam cha maunam svadhyayamarjavam brahmacharyam ahimsam cha samatvam dandam sanyayo. Saucham, cleanliness, tapa, austerity, titiksam, tolerance, maunam, silence, svadhyayam, study of the Vedas, arjavam, simplicity, brahmacharyam, celibacy, ahimsam, non-violence, samatvam, dvanda, sangyam, equanimity in cold, heat, happiness and distress. That means he is equal to the dualities when there is hotness or coldness, distress and happiness. He is equal. So here somebody can ask, when Prabodh Muni, he is giving such kind of qualities, he is giving the description of such qualities, that anyone who is executing Bhagavad Dharma, he should possess these qualities. Then only he can perform the bhakti. So in other words, somebody may say, oh, does it say that if somebody is having such qualities, these qualities are the qualifications. That means this is actually bhakti. Can we say? No, this is actually not bhakti. It has got nothing to do with Krishna. So the point is here, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he is saying, actually, all these qualities, what we discussed just now, from saucham till remaining equal to the dualities of this material world, these qualities, just simply, they help the sadhaka to perform bhakti. They act like an associate of bhakti. If these qualities become manifest in a sadhaka, then it will help him to restrain his mind from external engagements and he can fix his mind in devotional service. That means if somebody says, this is the qualification to attain pure devotional service, this is not actually. This can help. This acts as an associate, sanghi. This helps him to restrain his mind from external objects and fix his mind in Krishna and devotional service. That's why even though somebody is having these qualities and attempting to get these qualities and he is performing devotional service, that is called sangha siddha bhakti. This is called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Then this Swarup Siddha Bhakti, which is called Direct Bhakti. What is the Direct Bhakti? Direct Bhakti is this hearing and chanting all these nine aspects of devotional service, which are performed in direct relationship with Krishna. So we will discuss it afterwards. That is called Sarva Siddha Bhakti. So here we are also performing Sravanam and Kirtanam and everything. We also claim, yes, And I am performing Shuddha Bhakti or Sarup Siddha Bhakti, but how is that? Is that true? When I am not free from the anarthas, means still there is some ignorance in me, and I am performing this bhakti, still can I say I am also performing this? Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī in bhakti sandarbha he says, Ajñānāt api tat prādurbhāve bhaktitva avyabhicārini. That is called avyabhicārini bhakti, absence of laxity. We have stopped committing all this nonsense, but it doesn't mean that my mind is fully absorbed in serving Krishna for his satisfaction 100%. No, it is not. Even though we are performing, so that's why we are performing abhyabhichari bhakti. There is no bhyabhichara, there is no laxity, absence of laxity, abhyabhichari bhakti. Now you should know, as a devotee, that what is that Shuddha Bhakti? We should understand what is that Sarup Siddha Bhakti we should be intending to execute as a Rupanuga, follower of Rupa Goswami, where he gives this description in this Anya Abhilasita Sunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanabhritam Anukullena Krishnanusilanam Bhaktir Uttama. So that Uttam Bhakti is described like this. This word anusilanam must be understood through the sense of its verbal root. Every verb is being derived from a root. So whatever meaning that root gives us, we must try to understand the meaning of that verse according to the meaning of that verbal root. So here this anusilanam, this verb has got this verbal root called seal. This seal has twofold meaning. One is called this chesta, means endeavor, you can say, or that is called kind of, that's an active form. Then vava means emotion, emotional form. That means a sadhaka is performing this pure devotional service in two ways. One is called chesta rupa, another one is called vava rupa. Again, this chesta rupa is also of two kinds, that is pravrityatmaka and nivrityatmaka. What is this pravrityatmaka means? Means to accept an endeavor or to become active in certain engagements with body, mind and words. That is pravrityatmaka chesta. The endeavor where body, mind and words are fully engaged, that's called pravrityatmaka. Then nivrityatmaka, that is called rejecting an endeavor by body, mind and words. So whatever we do in our devotee life, we try to engage our body, mind and words. Right? For example, we can give an example. Let us talk about brahmachari. One brahmachari is not supposed to think of a woman even in his mind, right? So then if his mind is thinking like that, then that is not good. So he has to free his mind from such kind of thoughts. That is called nivrityatmaka chesta. He should be putting his personal effort to free his mind from such kind of thoughts. Then that will become nivrityatmaka. In the same way, you can also understand about, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, whichever platform they prevail may be. So then, either they will be using their body, mind and words in certain activities, or they will restrain their body, mind, action of their body, mind and words from certain activities. So then, this Bhava-rupa, emotion is also of two kind. One is called Priti, that is affection, and Visada. Visada means despair. Here, this Priti and Visada, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he is explaining, he says that when somebody is performing his bhakti called Bhava-rupa, that will introduce him to Sthayi Bhava or Sanchari Bhava. What is Sthayi Bhava and what is Sanchari Bhava? We should understand this. What is Sthayi Bhava and what is Sanchari Bhava? Sthayi Bhava means permanent emotions. He is serving the Lord with his emotion, and that is constant, always the same. Just like if you go and see a water reservoir, it's kind of standstill. Same. This Bhakti Ras Amrita Sindhu, this ocean of Bhakti, when it is fixed, it's constant in his emotion, then it is called Sthayi Bhava. There are different emotions. Where if you want to know, you can details. If you want to know the details, you can refer to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I'm just giving an overview. So these different emotions that devotee they serve the Lord. Actually, it is starting from this, you know, bhava. This rati daro hailetar prem naam koi prem vriddhi krame naam sneha man pranay raga anuraga bhava mahabhava hai. So these are the kind of, you know, gradual elevation of the bhava. And in any platform, the sadhaka can maintain a standstill position. Sthayi bhava. Then, just like in the ocean, you have seen sometime waves are created in the ocean, then again it is disappearing in the ocean, right? It is created from the ocean, again it disappears in the ocean. So Sanchari Bhavas are like that. Sanchari Bhava means there are actually thirty-three Sanchari Bhavas are there. These 33 Sanchari Bhavas are sometimes awakened in a devotee who has Sthayi Bhava, then that increases that permanent emotion in that sadhaka for some time, then again it remains, again it disappears in him. So that sort of emotional practice is also included in this Swarup Siddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. Then, what is that bhakti? Anya vilasita sanyam. Should be free from ulterior motives. And jnana karmadi anapritam. Not covered by desire for sense gratification and philosophical speculation. That is explained here. Srila Prabhupada also says, like, the devotees, they are not interested in this impersonal liberation. What the devotees are interested in? They are simply interested in serving the Lord. Okay, then here we can take an instance. Okay, one devotee, he is residing in a village and he is a Vaishnava, he is an ISKCON devotee. Then all on a sudden he finds you know, his mind started boggling him. He says, oh, I was performing all these karmakanda activities, and anyway these karmakanda activities can help me to become more devoted to Krishna. And if I stop performing my daily rituals, daily rites, what I was performing before, maybe it's a papa, it's a sin. So better I should take up all these things at the same time, I will become a Vaishnava. No, that is not Shuddha Bhakti, that is not pure Bhakti. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karma dhyanabhritam. They say that smata nitya naimitikadi nitya naimitika dana vratadi smrityadi uktam. These smriti shastras, they recommend different execution in form of dana, vrata, so many things are there. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, we don't have to pay any attention to these smriti shastras. No need. If somebody is thinking that by stopping my daily activities, or it's called nitya naimittika, routine activities and naimittika, what is that? Naimittika means not constant, sometimes once in a while. Occasional activities. So you don't have to pay attention to that. And if somebody is paying attention to that, then his Shuddha Bhakti is covered. That means your bhakti is not pure. Or somebody is thinking, if I do this, that is going to elevate me to bhakti. He can say, either it is a papa to give up such kind of activities, it's sinful to give up all these nitya naimittika karma, or it is going to help me to come to pure devotional service. In both the cases, it is a covering. That's why this word, anabhrita, anya, first section it says, anya bhilasita sunyam. And when he's coming to next, jnana karmadi sunyam. He's not saying that jnana karmadi sunyam. No, he's saying jnana karmadi anabhritam, no abhritam. That means, those sections of the cultivation of karma and jnana is covering your bhakti, you should refrain from such kind of engagements. That is called Shuddha Bhakti. Anabhritam. Then, what is that one supposed to practice? Say, natu bhajaniya paricharjyadi. Whatever is necessary to execute for your bhajan, bhajaniya paricharjya, you should do that. What is that bhajaniya paricharjya? Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, he explains to Arjuna that, you know, Narajiktam samadhatum na saknasi maishthiram abhyasa yogena tatamam ichchaptum dhananjaya. Before that he is saying, mayeva manadhatsva mayi buddhim nivesaya. Arjuna, don't worry about anything. You just fix your mind on me. That's it. Then he said, okay, how to do this? Atachittam samadhatum. Means, you must try to think of my name, form, qualities and pastimes in your mind. Just in your chitta. Asthiram. Remain fixed like that. And in this way, when you continue your abhyasa yoga, as you go on continuously practicing this process, then mam icchattum. Adhananjaya. Dhananjaya means, he's referring, saying, Arjuna, you don't know? You are the conqueror of the wealth. You had conquered wealth and assisted Yudhishthira Maharaj to perform Yasuya Jagya. So here you must get this wealth, that, you know, this wealth of Krishna Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all this. And you, by getting this wealth, you are going to achieve me, Mamikshaptam Dhananjaya. Then he says, Adhyasepya Samarthasi. Mat karma paramo bhava. If you fail to practice this, many of us are not in that platform, actually we have failed to practice that, then he is recommending. That is what it is said, that bhajaniya paricharyadi. What is that bhajaniya paricharya? Very simple thing what we are doing. But thing is, we are doing without any realization. When we practice the same what we are doing by adding the flavor of realization, then the result will have much, 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 much more. Because we are doing the feeling.
Like in this material world, you can see, you can take this example, when somebody is eating, he just eating like that, because he has got no time to take prasadam of his food with longing. Then that food is not going to help him to kind of, you know, stabilize his health, or I would say, that will even bring a negative effect on himself. Right? When doctor says, I'm going to take 32 times, right, you will chew one mouthful of food. Then only that will help you to stabilize your health, you can have a healthy body. So, when in this material plane, you do something and if you do it haphazardly, that is not going to give you the ultimate benefit. Then how can you expect in spiritual world to do something haphazardly that will give you the ultimate benefit? No. You cannot expect that. That's why this, what we are practicing in the consciousness moment given by Prabhupada, very simple, that mat parmani, paramani, nasyasa, parmani, madhya, sama, kitana, vandana, chanadi,
manjira, marjana, abhikshana, abhi, ikshana, puspa, aharanadi, paricharanani, kurban, binapi, matsmaranam, siddhim, premavat, pasadatka, lakshanam, prapsyasi, iti. That means this Shravan, Kirtan, all this ninefold process of devotional service, and they are saying Mandir Marjan, cleaning the temple, and watering Krishna's garden, constructing temple, getting flower from the garden, all these activities you do, and if by doing this you are not remembering me, Mat Smaranam Bina Api, without even remembering me, still you will be elevated to that prema platform where you can become my eternal associate. Prema vat parsadatta lakshanam prapsyasi. So you will be serving me with prema. So then a devotee should not be worrying about that what the social conventions are there and I am not executing those, that is necessary. No, there is no need. Then somebody may say, why did Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya to perform this Shraddha rite for his father? He said, yes, if you want to do it, you can just for kind of lokacha. Because, you know, people may say, you know, he is not doing, but without any attachment, without any feeling to that activity, you just do it. Don't worry about that. Shastra said, I have to do it, otherwise this is sinful. Oh, it is going to help me in bhakti. No. Just lokachar, okay? Bahya lokavyavahar. Externally, you can set the example for the outsiders. Okay. Because if they do not do, they will say, oh, see, he is Krishna Bhakta, devotee of Krishna, he is not doing, then we can also, you know, ignore such kind of activities. No, then people will fall down to hellish planet. So just to help them gradually elevate to their real state of human being, you can do it without being attached to such kind of activities. Loka vyavahar. Then that will be Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Pure devotional service. Annyadilajna, jnana karma, jnanabhritam. This jnana also has got three types. Anyway, time is over. So, if you have time, you can refer to this nectar of devotion, this verse commentary of Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and also again you can refer to the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu Bindu, then you can get a very clear picture of, or clear description about what this bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti or Sarup Siddha Bhakti means. Thank you very much. We'll just stop our class here, unless anybody has any question or comment. Okay. Everybody has understood. I don't know. The different terms. Oh. Arup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, then Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
Yeah, and one is, I'm not too sure what the other one is. Can you please?
That is Bhava Rupa and Chesta Rupa.
Chesta Rupa.
Active form.
Active form and emotional form.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samabeta Bhaktavrinda ki, Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare.